Another worrying thing, if you're selling sex in places like Kenya, South Africa, or New York, a police officer can arrest you if you're caught carrying condoms, because condoms can legally be used as evidence that you're selling sex. Obviously, this increases HIV risk. Imagine knowing that if you're busted carrying condoms, it'll be used against you. It's a pretty strong incentive to leave them at home, right? Sex workers working in these places are forced to make a tough choice between risking arrest or having risky sex. What would you choose? Would you pack condoms to go to work? How about if you were worried the police officer would rape you when he got you in the van? The second approach to regulating sex work seen in these countries is partial criminalization, where the buying and selling of sex are legal, but surrounding activities like brothel keeping or soliciting on the street are banned. Laws like these, we have them in the UK and in France, essentially say to our sex workers, hey, we don't mind you selling sex, just make sure it's done behind closed doors and all alone. And brothel keeping, by the way, is just defined as just two or more sex workers working together. Making that illegal means that many of us work alone, which obviously makes us vulnerable to violent offenders. But we're also vulnerable if we choose to break the law by working together.